If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside. But remember to tag them first for identification purposes.
Time is all you have in life. 101.9 FM CITR, live from UBC, possibly in stereo. Here is Hans von Kloss, and that's Misery Hour for next hour and a half or so, maybe two. That was Caroline with Sex in Van City. She'll be here in 3 weeks. And before this, Val with Foco Oasis. She'll be here in 3 weeks as well. I don't see Vampira Draculia here, so quite likely, or maybe, possibly, Vampire's Ball won't happen tonight. But great thanks to Vampira for filling in for me for the last couple weeks, and before that, since I was and during. 2 months or so, I was kind of struggling with my whatever. You have enough problems on your own, why the hell you need mine? So usual suspects, of course, tonight. Christmas music free. Or anti-Christmas music free. I mean, it is what it is. Why people get upset about it, I have no clue. You can have your Christ in your Christmas if you believe in it, it's all good. And if you don't like it, just don't celebrate it, and it's all good. All I say, religion can kill everything, and actually does. But if you just treat it as an event, and as it should be treated as, God bless you.
I sat sadly by her side at the window through the glass. She stroked a kitten in her lap and we watched the world as it fell past. Softly she spoke these words to me with brand new eyes open wide. We pressed our faces to the glass as I sat sadly by her side. She said, father, mother, sister, brother, uncle, aunt, and nephew, niece, soldier, sailor, physician, laborer, and actor, scientist, mechanic, priest, earth and moon and sun and stars and planets and comets with tails blazing, all are there forever falling, falling lovely. Turned to me and waited for me to reply. Her hair was falling down her shoulders as I sat sadly by her side. As I sat sadly by her side, the kitten she did gently pass over to me, and again we pressed our different faces to the glass. That may be very well, I said, but watch the one falling in the street. See him gesture to his neighbors and see him trample beneath their feet. All outward motion connects to nothing, for each is concerned with their immediate need. When does the man reaching up from the gutter see the other one stumbling on who cannot see? Trembling hand, I turned toward her. I pushed the hair out of her eyes. The kitten jumped back to her lap as I sat sadly by her side. Then she drew the curtains down and said, oh, when will you ever learn that what happens there beyond the glass is simply none of your concern? God has given you but one heart. You are not a home for the hearts of your brothers, and God don't care for your benevolence anymore than he cares for the lack of it in others. Nor does he care for you to sit at windows in judgment of the world he created, while sorrows pile up around you, ugly, useless, and overinflated. She turned her head away, great tears leaping from her eyes. I could not wipe the smile from my face as I sat sadly by her side. sat sadly by your side. As I sat sadly by your side. As I sat sadly by your side.
That's, for my money, the best thing that Nick Cave ever wrote. Pretty bleak view of things surrounding you and me. So it is, with small exceptions, small little moments that you can really cherish. Did you have a chance to see a film made in Poland called Ida? It's a quiet meisterstück for my money. It keeps winning all the awards. Not that that matters really, but that gives some promotion to that film. I know this film was shown here in Vancouver a couple months ago, I believe, maybe more. It's a beauty for me anyway. The ambience of it and the camera and composition of picture, everything, music, and of course my favorite black and white. It's kind of gray and white and black, and highly recommend anyway. It's available online somewhere, you'll find it. It's spelled IDA. But I rediscover once again, thanks to that film, that's what I'm talking about this film. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Symphony number 41, the Jupiter. It's quite a piece. I play a little bit of it, and when I leave, I'll leave you with the rest of it. It's quite a music. 101.9 FM CITR, live from UBC, possibly in stereo.
Thank you.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Symphony No. 41, Jupiter in C major, S1 by Chamber Orchestra of Europe, conducted by Nicholas Harnoncourt. Every musician should listen to this at least once, because that's where you learn how to play with silence, without stuffing your songs with a million fucking notes, unnecessary ones. But then again, I'm from Poland. What the hell I know?
that lover. All that glitters is gold, and she's buying the stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed. With a word, she can get what she came for. She's buying a stairway to heaven. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, there's
a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiving. We'll be right back.
What a luck. Four people met in a way, a random way. But we can benefit from it. The four brilliant musicians got together and invented probably the best music of 20th century. Of course, when it comes to the pop and rock. You have to get lucky too. So, there's so many crappy bands out there with one talented musician and all the rest is just completely useless. And it never takes off. There are some cases like U2, for example, when they're all average and they make big. Go figure. But in 10 years, nobody will remember U2, but in 20 years, people will go back to Led Zeppelin, of course. 101.9 FM CITR, 20 till midnight. Day is number 17 of December. And this is probably last show for this year. For all the people doing Wednesday shift here. Next week it's Christmas Eve, and then 2 weeks this whole place will be shut down for good. And why the hell not? So, I don't know where we'll be going now. Yeah, probably Suede, why the hell not? Hardly anybody plays those people.
you ever go home with them?
There's a man down in the valley. Who doesn't speak in his own tongue. He bears a grudge against the English. The tune to which his songs are sung. There's a man down in the valley who is moving back in time. It's a physical ascension. You can watch him as he climbs. Farmers' wives are at their windows. They've seen him wind his way for hours. They tell the kids to lower their voices and pretend that they are out. There's a man down in the valley trying to stop time in its tracks. His boots lie heavy on the grasses, but it keeps on pushing back. And his wife, she was a painter, but now she stains the altar black. He's out bird watching on the islands, and she wishes he'd come back. There's a man down in the valley, and he dreams of moving west, of battles raged against the furies that might see him at his best. There's a man down in the valley don't know his right foot from his left, don't know his right foot from his left.
David Sylvian, whatever he touches turns to gold. Sometimes I like to call him Louis Buñuel of music. And I do assume that you know who Louis Buñuel is. Almost midnight, I will go back in time once again. And one has to really recognize this one as something very personal, but thankfully shared with us. One 1.9 FM CITR, this is Music Hour. My name is Hans von Kloss. In 5 minutes, we'll be one day closer.
Yeah. Angel,
Yeah, everybody thinks that they know everything about music. It's not true. I know everything about music. Yeah, I like that line. I do. That's, of course, the Rolling Stones and Angie. Once you hear this once, you will never, ever forget. Day number 18 of December starts right this very moment. And here we go. Go to Poland, Varieté, from Brain to the Gong.
Zaczynam od kłamstwa, potem jest coraz lepiej. Zwykle zaczynam od kłamstwa, potem jest coraz lepiej. Wychodzę. 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 Wychodzę i przeglądam się w lakierze mijanych samochodów. Wychodzę i przeglądam się w lakierze mijanych samochodów. Wchodzę do następnej knajpy i pytam pierwszej napotkanej, czy może ma orzechy. Zwykle odpowiada, że nie. A może masz coś słodkiego, poszukaj dobrze. A może masz coś słodkiego, poszukaj dobrze. Rita tera reira, rita tarura. Rita tera reira, rinda derura ta ta. Rita tera reira, rita tarura. Rita teru teru reira.
Varieté from Wieczór przy Balustradzie or Evening at the... I can't, it just doesn't make sense to translate this. Whenever I play it, I just wish you would understand Polish, because this is really high shelf when it comes to lyrics, and you have no idea how much you're missing. And I know people who listen to that show, they expect a little bit more from music. So it's really pity. And I've been trying to do this translation a few times, but still, it just doesn't work sometimes. Varieté, once again. If you're really, really into it, just can go online and do translate, find a page with translation. But then again, why the hell would you do that? Thanks, Dean, for calling, Elżbieta, and thank you, my friends, for
wishing me wesołych świąt. Like you say Merry Christmas. A szczęśliwego nowego roku. Like you say Happy New Year. How about that one? That must be played. I'm guessing that everybody out there knows where the title Joy Division, the name Joy Division came from. There's so much shit that I'm reading online from Poland those days. It's not only from Poland, I will go back to that song. And the xenophobia and homophobia and racism is just so hurtful and so stupid and beyond me that I don't know if that always been like this. Probably yes, but now in the era of the internet, it's just out there, and it's really pity. And people who never saw Jew or never met black guy, they think that, or Chinese guy, they really think that they entitled to hate them and blame everything on Chinese, Jewish, and blacks, and gays, and lesbians for their own fucking misfortune. And it seems like, you know, everything would be just nice and dandy in their life only if there would be no Muslims, no Jews, no blacks, no Chinese, and things like this. So it's really fucked up. And you're kind of losing, if you ever have any hope in humanity, you're losing the rest of it. But then you meet some people, they're not like this, and you kind of forget about it for a moment. But it's really ugly out there. Those single guys and girls sitting in the basement, a very moist, dark place. All they have, the only window out to the world, is their fucking internet. And sometimes ability to put words together as a sentence. And it's usually nothing good, no good news out there. Yeah, like they say. If the other people would be out of my way, everything would be great. We don't deserve to live on this planet, do we? I don't know who said that. Somebody called me and said, I just wish there'll be nuclear winter and all we leave behind are animals and nature. And I don't know if you realize the most abused animal on this very planet is a donkey. And you never think about it, do you? I think Ian Curtis has. And here he is again.
Praise to the glory of loved ones now gone. as they sit round their table, scattering flowers washed down by the rain, stood by the gate at the foot of the garden, watching them pass like clouds in the sky, try to cry out in the heat of the moment, possessed by a fury that burns from inside. Thank you.
gentleman's name is Mark Hall, and the band is called Opposition. It's a small band from London, England. They had never existed big, thankfully. But it is having quite a follow up or followers during last 30 years or so. and kind of validates or justify my existence here in this very radio, at least for myself. Because I get a chance to play it for maybe 2-3 people out there. And you will never hear this band anywhere else. I can guarantee you this 100%, maybe, except radio in Poland, where they were absolutely huge. Well, huge in a way. Not like Madonna, of course, but... there are some bands like Archives, I don't know if you ever heard of them. They're just enormous in Europe. But I don't think anybody heard of them here. Because, well, first of all, the radio here is completely atrocious. The commercial one is just plays over and over the same shit. And when it comes to CBC, they just promote all those not-so-good Canadian bands. And sometimes the good ones. And I don't know who is picking music there. It's really bland and boring. And if you try twice, you'll never go back to that radio. BBC, that is. So we'll go back to Poland to 1971 to a band called Breakout and a song called What Happened to Flowers or Co Stało się Kwiatom. And then go to David Cillian from World Citizen. When that's the first time I hear. And I know I said it a million times. Maybe not a million, 150 times, probably. I hear first time David Cillian being really upset about something. And might change my mind, instead playing Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, the Jupiter 41st Symphony. I think will be more appropriate and more rock-like. Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here, full album, because I think this is one of the best things that ever was released out there. And not many people have, especially young kids, to listen to it. And what the hell knows? Who the hell knows? Maybe accidentally you stumble in a car on that album and, you know, you start digging Pink Floyd and it's worth all your time. Well, of course, you can hear this on some of the stations here, but all the songs are cut up to the half of the length anyway. And, well, if you're into this commercial shit, well, God bless you. That kind of sounded like an insult, and it's supposed to. So two things coming up. I wish you Merry Christmas, whatever you wish yourself. Happy New Year. And as always, I wish you rain.
estamos vendo dias. Chamo piadas vendo dias. Co się stało im? Przecież tylko poszłaś ty. Słońce wzeszło jak co dnia. Czemu milczy ptak? Czemu milczy swoją pieśń? Może z sobą wzięłaś ją? Może wzięłaś kwiatów woń? Jedną starą suknię wzięłaś, jedne stare buty stąd. Teraz w mieście jestem sam. Martwi ludzie spieszą gdzieś. Martwe ptaki krzyczą co. Thank you.
your poetry describing me. It doesn't come close. You work the handle, you smear and turn, but you come no closer to meaning. It's your vanity, 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 vanity.
That's why I love radio. Live radio was meant to be like this. So we are changing plans, or I'm changing plans. We'll go to instead Pink Floyd. Because David, like somebody wrote here, this man hasn't got the credit he deserves. I think he does. But yeah, David Sylvian, Everything and Nothing coming up for you. 2 hours and 43 minutes of it. And this doesn't have to compete with I Wish You Were Here with Pink Floyd. That's totally separate thing. And it's a brilliant in its own category. So, once again, I wish you rain.